Hi, I'm Ellie, and you are listening to the Meat and Potatoes Tarot Podcast. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. A particularly special thank you to my patrons who are watching the video version of this podcast on Patreon. So as we continue on with this podcast, I know we've reached a milestone. We've done the entire Major Arcana Suite, the basic introduction to each of the cards. We've also just completed the Wand Suite. We're about to embark on a brand new suite of cards, which is the Sword Suite. But I would really love to hear your feedback, whether you're listening to this podcast on one of the many podcast forums available out there, whether you're listening to it on YouTube, or whether you're watching the video version on Patreon. I'd like to get your feedback on how this podcast is going and whether or not you'd like me to continue delving deeper. Once we get to the end of the basic definitions of the cards, there is a lifetime of knowledge to acquire. And so I'd like to know what you think. Would you like me to carry on? Have a think about it. And because we do still have three suites of cards left, but time will tick and then it'll be done. We're also going to look at symbols. We're going to look at some of the history. We're going to look at all kinds of things. But if you want me to go deeper, now is the time to tell me, because now is the time that I'll plan to be able to do so. So let's carry on. This episode is going to be an introduction to the Sword Suite, which is another elemental suite of the Minor Arcana. Now, the Sword Suite is all about intellect and communication. So think about it in terms of the voice in your head, the way that you like to articulate, the way that you like to process information in your mind, the filters that you have, the influences that you have that may help you to guide your judgment, the way you communicate with others, and the way you process information that's being communicated to you, whether it's from one individual or a group or even in your environment. It's the way that you process information in your mind and the way that you talk to yourself and others about the things that you understand. So with that, let's carry on and take a look at the Sword Suite. The Sword Suite comprises 14 cards. There are four royal cards consisting of Page, Knight, Queen, and King, and then 10 numbered cards, which range from Ace, the Ace card, all the way through to the number 10. The Sword Suite is a representation of one of the four elemental suites of the Minor Arcana and coincides with the element of air. There are two distinct characteristics of the Sword Suite which will help you to appreciate the relevance of seeing a Sword Suite card in a tarot card reading. In the first instance, swords relates to perception, thought, intellect, truth or facts, and communication. To fully appreciate the second Sword Suite distinction, consider its corresponding element of air. Now, air is invisible, except in the case where it's mixed with something else such as smog or gas or steam or something like that. But in isolation, air can suddenly appear as if from an unknown source and destroy everything in its wake. Like this could be seen in the example of a really powerful hurricane, for example, or other types of strong wind. Then again, air may exist as the gentlest type of breeze and sit subtly. It may also sit perfectly still, displaying no movement at all. This does not mean that air isn't present, but simply that its force is unseen. Where life exists, so does air exist. It is the most fundamental element for all living beings. So perception, thought, intellect, truth, it can be overt or covert in nature, just like air. It can vary only in the degree to which it is communicated. The power yielded by air, as represented in the Sword Suite, can be equally overt and easy to see. However, the power of hidden, covert power should never be underestimated. Consider the Sword Suite in isolation, where no other elements of compassion, inspiration, or consideration of well-being might exist. Raw, unabated power, whether openly yielded or manipulating events from behind a curtain, can be devastating. Conversely, such an intense power may bring a form of justice to the issue at hand. Justice, however, is something that may be subjective, and while it appears as a positive end for some, it may be interpreted as an injustice for others. It should also be noted that when truth and intellect are combined with inspiration and compassion, wonderful things can happen. For this reason, a tarot card reading that includes other elemental suites, including sword suite cards, but cards from other suites as well, tends to demonstrate a greater balance and consideration of the situation at hand. When you see swords in a tarot card reading, it's likely to signify an aspect of the querent's thought process, or it may represent obvious or hidden truths, opportunities for analysis, and open communication. If a tarot card reading is predominantly made up of cards from the sword suite, the environment may be filled with tension or disagreement. There could be legality over analyses and issues relating to communication, including things like miscommunication and lies. They might all be represented by a sword suite card. A reading that's filled predominantly with swords may be a warning of hidden motives and manipulations. Alternatively, the reading may reflect the querent's questions about life and perhaps even what their life's purpose is. Relying on the sword suite and the element of air alone can lead to a disregard of others and the impact of one's decision-making. However, cards from the sword suite may also demonstrate superior skills in the areas of logic, rationale, and communicating with others. To proficiently read a card from the sword suite, take account of its symbolism, its numerical value, its position in a reading, the upright or reverse positioning, and proximity to other sword cards. Consider that life comprises of four elements, and that energy from surrounding cards from the non-sword suite may also be relevant. So that was an introduction to the sword suite. Before I go, let me give you an example. Let's just say this King of Swords is a powerful man. He might be someone that you work with. He might be a politician. He might even just be someone in the neighborhood that kind of has a position of power and influence over others. See the sword that he wields and see the confidence with which he sits. Imagine if he was a good man. The power that he would yield for the greater good, you could consider this sword to be like the air. It could be a subtle breeze, or it may even appear as no breeze at all. He might be the kind of person who just with a wink and a nod can get things going. But what happens if he's evil? What happens if he's not a very nice man? Imagine the power that he could yield. And because air is invisible, it could be overt. It could be covert. You may never see it coming, but it's there. It can be a force for good, and it can be a very powerful, dangerous force. This is something to keep under consideration when you think about the sword suite. Think of it as an invisible presence that can actually be incredibly powerful and even sort of undetected until it's a little bit too late. It could be the voices in your head that guide you in a certain direction that may or may not be fruitful in nature. It can be the excuses that we give to ourselves in order to make decisions that we know are probably not right, but we talk ourselves into believing them. And it can also be the truth that sets us free. So on that note, before I go, I wanted to let you know that I have a brand new project that you may be interested in. On the 1st of March at 11 p.m. Eastern, I will be airing the first episode of my new radio show called Human Ascension with Ellie. It's airing on KGRA Digital Radio in New York, and it will be a weekly broadcast at 11 p.m. Eastern. My patrons on Patreon will have access to segments of the radio show as they occur, and also shortly after that I will be airing some of the segments on my YouTube channel. For anyone who doesn't know already, you can find me on YouTube at Ellie Dreams Down Under. I do a wide variety of tarot readings, and also it appears I'll be introducing new things onto the channel that coincide with the Human Ascension with Ellie radio show. So I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, take care.